Now I want to shift gears to touring for a little bit. Now, as far as the last tour, the Independent Grind, was there anything about that tour that stuck out to you as opposed to other tours, or what did you take from that tour?
What I took from it was the opportunity that I had to network with the fellow tour mates that I was out there with, as far as J-Rock, E-40, Glasses Malone. I connected with those guys, got to know those guys, man, and found out that I was amongst real people like I am, man. I consider myself a real humble, down-to-earth person, man. And I networked and collaborated and got to know those other guys. So with the Independent Grind Tour, I took advantage of the people that I was around. I took advantage of the networking chances that I had to do. And I'm going to use them to the fullest of my abilities for my upcoming projects, whether that's these mixtapes or my next album, man, and continue to grow from there and keep it going. What I got from the Independent Grind Tour is that, man, you know, no matter who you are, man, if you are in this game and this is what you love and this is what you're trying to do, man, there's no limits to how far up you can go, man. That's what I got from it. And they didn't do nothing but give me the inspiration to push harder, keep networking, meeting more real people, meeting more people in the same line of work of what I'm doing, not only just on the rap aspect, but just as men, you know what I'm saying? And people that's shooting for the same thing as far as to feed their family, man, and to get their word out here to listeners, you know?
Yeah. Now, out of all the cities that you've been to, are there any that stick out to you that you like coming back to?
Yeah, of course. You know Denver's going to be number one.
Yeah?
Denver's number one. Minneapolis is great, man. Tucson, Arizona, Tempe, Seattle, Portland. Where else did we go, man? Dallas was a great turnout. You know, we don't go there too often, so
yeah.
Dallas was a great turnout, man. Of course, Florida. Worcester's always a great place to go, man. Worcester sells out every time, and there's so much love and energy there, man. Like, those are just some of the places, man. Those are the ones that stick out more than the others or whatever. But, yeah, man, that's like at least six or seven of them that just stick out.
Right. Are there any cities that you haven't been to that you want to go to next time you guys go out? Or
and Atlanta. I want to go back there. We went there, too. I've been to Atlanta on my solo tour on the Strange Noise 2 with FTE. We went there this summer, man, and I was so glad that we found out we was coming back as a Strange unit. I definitely want to go back there and do some more stuff in Atlanta and, of course, Texas, too. But I want to hit up places like Memphis, Tennessee,
yeah,
man, Kentucky, and Atlanta again, man, even Alabama. I want to hit up some more southern states, man. We've been everywhere else. We need to work down in the southern part, man, to get that southern collaboration going, man, with Strange Music and the fans out in the South, man. Houston, Dallas, of course, San Antonio, man. Arkansas, Louisiana, all along the southern borderline, man. I wanna go down there. So I wanna hit all those places in the South that we haven't hit. We've been down to Florida, Fort Lauderdale, St. Petersburg, Orlando. We need to be hitting Miami up. You know what I'm saying? Doing a lot of shit down there in Miami, man. I mean, as much as we can. So basically, to answer the question in an overall sense, I want to do a lot of the South, man.
Okay.
We've been Midwest, we've been East, we've been West. We need to do the South.
Nice, nice. Now, to shift gears again, I was just wondering if you've been listening to any, what music you've been listening to lately, you know?
Music lately, man, I've been listening to T.I., you know, since he's been released or whatever. I've been listening to the T.I., I've been listening to Eminem's, all his speeches, whatever he's been doing, you know what I'm saying? He's steady show motherfuckers. He can't be fucked with lyrically. I've been listening to him. I listened to the new DMX that just came out. I'll be all on Twitter, radio, playing.
Oh, shit.
Man, listening for these cats, man. I like all these cats that I'm naming because these are cats that have been able to endure, you know what I'm saying, throughout all the years and still on top of that game, man.
Yeah.
That's what I've been listening to. Drake is hot, you know what I'm saying? I'm liking Trey songs. I'm going to see what this Nicki Minaj is talking about when she comes out, man, because she's kind of changed up a little bit from when she was on mixtapes and undergrounds and on features, and now she's also doing this stuff. Nicki Minaj is a great artist, great lyricist, man. I just want to hear this album so I'll be able to give an honest critique, man, on what she is as an artist. But Drake, T.I., of course, you know what I'm saying, Busta Rhymes, Eminem, Bun B. I'm with the people with lyrical content and actually have something to talk about, man. That's what I've been listening to here lately, bro.
Okay, cool. Anything you want to say to close out this part of the interview here, like to the fans or whoever going to read this?
All I want to say is, if you don't know me, you're going to know me. This is Cut Calhoun Raw and Uncut, the Kansas City Chief, baby. Got 3 albums out. If you want to do your history, you can look up on thestrangemusicinc.com and go to the Strange Music Store and do your research, get your histories, get to know a brother off of Blevy. That's my first album. The second album came out in 08, which is Feature Presentation. The last album, the third album that just came out, man, was Raw and Uncut. Came out June 8th of this year. And now I got 2 mixtapes in the works, man. Flames Mixtape Part Deuce. It's going to be out early next year in 11, and This Blood's For You, which is a collaboration with myself and BG Bulletwound, baby. He got an album that's going to be coming out soon called Say It To My Face. Be looking out for us, man. Strange Music is taking over as always. Cut Calhoun is about to be on a whole new different shit. My game plan, man, I got my hard hat on, and I got my gloves on, man. I came to work, and so I want all the fans to know, if you ain't got my albums, man, look me up. You can download it for free on Guevara.com. That's Guevara.com. You can download it for free, and I still get paid. So to all the supporters out there, I want to thank you and say thanks. Keep supporting. I'm going to keep giving you what you love and what you need, man. And to all the newcomers, man, I swear, you look up your boy Cut Calhoun, the Kansas City Chief, you won't be disappointed, and I guarantee you, you'll be a fan after the first listen. Other than that, shoot,